Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. I'm Patrick, and I'm joined once again by my guy, Aram in Toronto. What's up, Aram? And happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As a father myself, I appreciate that. Actually, I don't really celebrate it.
No one does.
It's a fine thing to observe for those who do. But the season's been over for a while, and sometimes you and I send some texts back and forth about some ideas for episodes. And you look at the Warriors roster, and there are a bunch of players who had fathers who played in the NBA. So part of our kind of like off-season episodes, we get a chance to not talk about like the game that happened, how disappointed we are about it. We can do some kind of like things a little bit out of left field. And I thought in light of the Warriors having you got Curry, you got Payton, you got Thompson, you got Wiggins, having players who had fathers who played in the league. I wanted to do a little fantasy draft with you. So here's the parameter, or here's what I'm thinking. We're going to do a draft. Hopefully folks in, who are listening to this can tell us, whose team they thought was better, at the end of this. And, and the other thing is that, what I'm proposing is that, If you pick one player, you get all of them. So it's not like you pick Steph Curry, I pick Seth Curry. It's like, no, if you pick Steph Curry, you get Dell and Seth. This is a way to fill out your roster real fast, right? I don't know that we're gonna go, a full roster, but I think we can probably go six or seven deep,
Sure.
Plus, fathers and sons. And the other thing is, I guess that's it. So I don't know about you, but I have my little cheat sheet. I sent you the list, and this was cobbled together off of Wikipedia, but I did my own rankings. So I'm super ready for this.
That's great. Yeah.
But I think the first order of business is that we have to decide who goes first. And so I propose a rock, paper, scissor. And so for folks watching on YouTube, this is live, or not live, but you're seeing real competition. Rock, paper, scissor battle. For those listening, we will have to recount it, the results. Okay, so
hopefully there's not like a delay on each side and we're like, hey, you didn't do it at the same time.
Are you a on three, or are you a one, two, three, and then go person?
I'm a one, two, on three.
Oh, okay. I think I'm the other one, but okay. Good to know. You always have to ask those kind of things.
That is good to know. All right.
So we're
can do it. On three.
On three.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Wait. Okay. Make sure we can see each other. Okay.
All right. Whoa. Wait. Start over. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. One, two, three.
Oh, that was a tie. Okay. We both went deeper. Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Three. Okay, so Patrick did rock and I did scissor. So you get the first pick. We're going to do a snake draft. So for folks who don't know the snake draft, you pick first. I pick two and three. You pick four and five and snake around.
Okay.
And let me start a new list here of your team and then my team so that we can keep track.
All right.
All right. So who's your first pick?
I picked the Currys. Pick Steph.
Okay, Currys. All right. Got it. All right.
So by your rules, that means like I get my roster has Seth and Dell as well as Steph, right?
So you may need to be strategic, right? Because you got a whole bunch of guards now. Right?
Yeah.
So you gotta think about who's gonna fill out your front court, right?
Okay.
Okay. So you know what? I actually wanted to pick second and third because I'm going with the Paytons. So Gary and Gary two.
Okay.
And I'm going with the Saboniss.
I wanted that. They were my number two.
Okay. So so it's your turn. So you get to pick twice now.
That's a tough one. I will go with the Thompsons.
Okay.
Did
you ever watch Michael Thompson play? I never did.
Oh, so. I did. Yeah. Cause I didn't really pay attention to him on Portland, but I saw him.
He's a big man. Obviously, right?
When he went to the Lakers. Yeah. He's big. He's number one pick right before Kevin McHale, I think. Or the year before Kevin McHale.
Oh, okay.
Was the number one pick.
And what was actually his
Kevin
game like?
Kevin McHale was a third pick and they both played at Minnesota. All right, whatever. I got a Wikipedia that I've forgotten. Sorry, what was your question?
Oh, I was just like, what was his game like? Was he like a post big or?
Yeah. He was definitely a post big. I mean, he was definitely not a stretch big. I don't think they had stretch bigs back then.
Yeah, it wasn't invented yet. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, he was good. I mean, he was really good, and I needed a big man, and now I have four of the really, really dang good shooters.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're definitely stretching the floor. I think I'm in trouble, actually.
The next one I will take is, I'm actually switching it up. I'm going to take the, you know what? I'm going to take the Bookers.
Oh, wow, you're going all in on shooting.
Yeah, I'm going to BPA, man. I'm going BPA unless I missed somebody. So, I'm taking a chance that you're not going to take who I want next.
Oh man, that's who I had kind of circled as a way to like fill out some of my shooting. That's okay.
Also, I was trying to block you because I know you don't have that much shooting.
I didn't think you were going to go Thompson with your second pick, but. Okay. Then, you know what? I am going to go with the Hardaways.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
And then, this is a tough one. Okay. I got to go down my list a little bit. Okay. You know what? I can go there later. And, okay, I'm gonna go with the Jacksons, Jaren and Jaren Jr.
Darn it!
I'm gonna bludgeon you with big men.
Yep. That's definitely who I had targeted. I was going back and forth between the Jacksons and basically Devin Booker.
Well, yeah, because that's like with the Bookers. Like, I mean, you know, Melvin,
Yeah,
great player, but not a good NBA player, like not a top NBA player, like good college player, you know.
Jaren Jackson Sr. was a solid, role player.
Yeah, role player, and he gives me a little bit of guard depth. Again, he wasn't special, but you know,
yeah, he was all right. Okay, oh man, why is everybody on this list that's left so dang small?
Well, you know, there is a father and son that is the biggest of the bigs,
but they do not get my juices flowing yet.
Might be too early to take them.
Gosh, I just don't see any other bigs. I'm a little concerned about and I'm assuming we're talking Arvidas in the NBA as opposed to Arvidas on your team in the Soviet Union pre-Achilles,
like Hall of Fame Arvidas,
but like NBA Arvidas, not 1988 Olympics.
I'm seeing Steph dance around Arvidas right now in my head. It's very disconcerting
version. All right, this is a tough one. I'm gonna go Homer. I'm gonna take Wiggins. I'm taking Andrew Wiggins.
That's what I was really
and his dad.
Yeah. Cool. You got another pick?
Yes, I will take. Man, smaller, and it gets smaller and smaller. Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm gonna take the Grants.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, wait. I take that back. I got mixed up with Horace.
Yeah. I gotta,
you know, I gotta take that back.
Harvey Grant, you know.
Rescind. I'm going to take. God, I'm getting small. I'm gonna take the Garlands.
Oh,
Winston
okay.
And
wow.
Yeah.
We're gonna have and to Darius. Make a trade between these two teams.
I'm gonna try to run you off the court, my man.
Clearly. Okay.
I don't even know how many players I have now.
Oh man. You have actually you have
eight,
you
I'm
have
counting,
11. You have 11 players.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
because
seven,
there's
eight,
three
nine, 10,
there's
11.
Three Currys. So
okay. All right.
And I have eight. So
yeah.
Dang. Wow. Okay. I am going to go with I'm gonna go best player available. Oof. You know what? This is gonna give me some shooting. I'm going Kevin Love.
Ah.
And so that's best player available. And
yeah.
I do need some perimeter defense. Should I go with that or that? I'm gonna go with the Martins.
Darn it. Okay.
Kenyon and KJ. I don't know if I like that pick. I don't know if I like that pick. Okay. I would suggest one more round.
Yeah, one more round. So like
you get two picks and I get one more.
Okay. So I'll be honest, I forgot Kevin Love was on there. I would have taken him earlier.
Do you want to make a trade?
No. and I was looking at the Martins, but I also forgot Al Horford's on there.
Yeah.
So that'll give me some size and some a little bit of size.
You got Larry Nance there too.
Yeah.
Senior was pretty good.
He was, but I'll take Horford. I mean, I'm just worried about at this point, just trying to find some a little bit of size, because we're gonna play like apparently like last season's Golden State Warriors. So you know, I would have taken the Martins just because Kenyon Martin could, even though I didn't like his game much,
no,
he could get to the rim. But yeah, I'll take I got Al Horford and Tito Horford.
Okay, and you get one more pick.
Right.
Oh, and you know what? I think in the original list that I sent you, if this helps you at all, I didn't put the Trents, the Gary Sr. and Gary Jr.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gary Sr.
was kind of like an undersized power forward, like a 6'8 power
forward. I remember him in Michigan. I thought, oh, no.
He was like Central Michigan or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I think I'm getting mixed up with somebody else. Okay. So who else is on here? I did like Ron Harper a lot early on, but
Ron Harper Jr. Very fringy.
Yeah. I'm trying to find best player available. I think I might go. I might go with Jeremy Grant.
Okay. All right. So you got the Grant.
Jeremy and Harvey. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got some size there. Dang. Okay. So this is our last pick. Hold on. Okay. So I'm definitely looking for guards here. And I think I'm going to go with. I think I'm gonna go with the Brunsons, because I think the current Brunson is that good. His dad was a good college player, but okay. All right,
yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was leaning towards Brunson, but I was already, you know, I got so much. I got the garlands and everything. They're so small. So,
man, I'm going to definitely sign the Bulls, Manute and Bulbul, to a two-way contract on my roster. I was sure that I was going to pick them. They were 13th on my cheat sheet. Once I had such a big roster, I was like, oh, can't get them now.
I will sign the Nances.
No, man. Anyway. No, I know who you want. You want the Riverses.
No.
Okay. The Rivers. Okay. So let's go through your team. So you have, and so hopefully people can listen and maybe we can list it out in the show notes.
And people can
make a note on whose roster they think would win.
Yeah, so I'll list out the options, like all the people that we could pick from the father son right. combos. I'll put them right. in the show notes.
Oh, great.
Both on YouTube and on just audio. And then I'll list out our picks. Okay. What you got?
All right. So Patrick's team is Steph Curry, Seth Curry, Dell Curry, Michael Thompson, Klay Thompson, Devin Booker, Melvin Booker.
Yep.
Was that okay?
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins, Mitchell Wiggins, Darius Garland and Winston Garland, Tito Horford and Al Horford, and Jeremy Grant and Harvey Grant. Okay. You have a lot of Warriors representation.
I got a ton of people who play for the Warriors. I think Melvin Booker included.
Okay. And I have a lot of Hall of Famers on my team. I got to say that. I got Gary Payton and Gary Payton II, Arvydas and Domas Sabonis, Tim Hardaway Jr., Jaren Jackson and Jaren Jackson Jr., Kevin Love and what was his dad's name? Stan. I don't know. that was purely for a stretch big and rebounding. Kenyon Martin and KJ Martin and Rick and Jalen Brunson and Bull Bull and Manute Bull on a two way.
Oh, you forgot my Nances then.
Oh, yeah. You got your Nances.
Okay. Those are some good lineups.
Okay. Well, this is game on. I definitely have like a 90s team. This is one of those exercises shows of like, well, what era are we playing in? Because I think I'm going to get smoked if we're playing now.
Yeah, you would. I mean, I have the equivalent of a Nelly team if we're going back to the late 80s, early 90s and whatnot. Because my bigs are only Michael Thompson, maybe Larry Nance Sr., maybe Junior if we're playing small.
Al Horford.
You know, I actually don't know. Was Tito Horford big? Because if he's just a six a foul guy, I'm like, go out there and foul Arvydas, man.
Yeah, he's a six foul guy.
And Harvey Grant, you know, if the lesser of the Harvey Horace twins, that's another six fouls there. So. But I love my shooting. Dell, Steph, Seth, Klay, Devin Booker, Darius Garland, and even a little Andrew Wiggins and Jeremy Grant. I don't know if Jeremy Grant's a great shooter, but whatever. Decent wing. But
I'm a defense and rebounding team for sure. I got some pretty good perimeter defense, and I got a ton of rim protection. So you're not getting three level scoring on me. So
I don't think this team has an intention of doing anything below the 3-point arc. Even Al Horford is going to be chucking from deep.
We're going to scheme some things in here. So I think this would be a good series.
So. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Any interest in trading Harvey and Jeremy Grant for the Sabonises?
No, no way. Get out of here with that.
Man, that's kind of funny. But yeah, you foiled my plan. My teams or my families, my in order were the Currys, Sabonises, the Thompsons, the Paytons, the Bookers, the Hardaways, the Garlands, and the Jacksons.
All good. You know, I'm kind of surprised Ron Harper didn't make it. He was pretty good.
Especially the Cleveland, he was really Ron good Harper. On the Cavs. Yeah, before he became a role player with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Or like I think he got hurt on the Clippers.
Yeah.
And then he stopped being like the number one or two option on or potential one or two option. So
maybe I would go back and get him instead of Kenyon Martin. Oh well.
Maybe.
Convert those two ways to the Harpers.
Yeah, cool, man.
all right. Well, thanks for indulging me on this ridiculous fantasy draft.
So. Yeah. Again, if I'll put all this stuff in the show notes so you're like actually looking at what we're looking at, what we're actually talking about, which players or families that we're picking from. And it's crazy because right, like at this point, I remember when Kobe became an NBA player, and it was like, hey, his dad played in the league, right? You know, Jellybean Bryant. And it was like, oh my gosh, a second generation player. Yeah. And I'm sure there had been maybe one before, but like to me, that was like, whoa, that's crazy. And obviously, that's not out of the ordinary at this point. So,
well, that was a rule that we discussed ahead of time,
right?
Current players only.
Yeah,
because obviously like, oh, then you would have Kobe in there, like Kobe, you know, that would have created like an interesting first pick. Like, you know, would you pick the Currys? Would you pick the Bryants? Would you pick like the Berries? Right.
Right.
I'm sure I might be missing some, but it is cool to see these kind of lineages. And pretty soon there'll be some, there were some players who had grandparents who played in leagues, but it skipped a generation. We'll have to go.
Like who?
I'd have to go back and look at that Wikipedia page, but yeah, it's not a long list, but there are a few.
And in a couple of years, it'll be like, oh, I'll take LeBron and Bronny.
Exactly. Man, you might take them now. Yeah, so.
Cool, man. Well, once again, happy Father's Day, and you know, y'all can find Aram on Twitter, Aram in Toronto, at Aram Collier, AramCollier, and please do join our Discord server while the off season is getting underway. All right, well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com, and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time, and go Dubs.